is that, WeChat is, Weixin, the messaging app that so many Chinese people are using, and it's got other multiple functions, which we'll not discuss today. And for example, a wonderful show like us, Roundtable, EZFM Roundtable, we have this WeChat account on WeChat, and it's a public account. Our subscribers can get a daily update from us, and it's all original content you can get nowhere else, all right, our dear listener? So in the future, well, at the moment, it is free and it's a daily update, but in the future, WeChat seems to be saying that we're giving these content creators a chance that you can charge for people reading your content. Is that the story?
Yeah, so what it seems will be the case is that the writers can put just the first few lines of a post available, and then you pay somewhere between zero or 20, not zero, somewhere between 20 and 200 kuai in order to read the whole article. And I've got to say that I was incredibly saddened to get this piece of research as a topic for today, because honestly, China may not be proud of its football league, but they can be extremely proud of some apps that have been developed in China, including WeChat, which is far superior to anything I've seen in the West. There is no equivalent to WeChat. And that has, I mean, seriously, I cannot live without it. So to take that and then try to monetize it in this way, make everyone pay for content. They did a very brief trial where you could put up a photo and get your friends to pay to see, the unblurred image of this photo. Which I saw that was like, okay, this is a red flag. This is the direction that WeChat is going, which I think is so unfortunate because in this day and age, information is free. People expect information to be free. In fact, I think that it's kind of a disservice if information is not free, right? And this is the young generation. We don't pay for anything. We, especially online, you got to figure out some other way to make money for your app, for your movie, for your TV show, for your, newspaper, for your website, whatever it is, because young people are not going to pay money to read some article that may or may not be any good. And when you look at public WeChat accounts, anybody can start a public WeChat account. So if you're going to start paying money or expecting people to pay money to read my like top 10 listicle of like fun places to see in Tiananmen Square or whatever, or the Forbidden City or this, attraction in Beijing, no one's going to pay for that because you can get all that information online for free.
That's a good point. But Zuoyu, do you think some people with money would pay?
I won't pay, although I don't have that big bucks in my pocket.
Okay.
I want to say, when it comes to feasibility, it's
Yeah.
definitely true. Amy has told us, we tend to get information elsewhere,
Yeah.
which is free. But however, for those readers who have already nurtured this sense of stickiness to some of the regional public accounts, for example, I'm not doing any publicity for them, but from my personal perspective, there are several very good ones like Nuri Shouhui or Luoji Sivei. And you, if you
And
are.
Roundtable!
And Roundtable,
EZFM Roundtable! Totally original! The
And.
best you can get!
Yeah, and actually, if you see these motive by Tencent has been urgently searching for the cash cows of the business. Because when it comes to the multi-functionalities, the performances, Amy has told us it outperforms any WAPs in the world, including WhatsApp or Line. I totally agree with that on this point. But it has to monetize to some extent. But this is not the right way to charge your readers because it's not going to be working out. Like, just give me one example. How can you guarantee the regionality of the content, right? Several few lines will be free for you to read. You say it was an amazing article, and when after you pay the money, you find out, well, it's actually a copycat from another article. And, the readers will have a sense of feeling of being swindled or cheated by WeChat as well as the writer. So they will be losing credibility and trustworthiness gradually.
Okay, so I think you point out something that could happen in the future. As it's not uncommon these days to see that certain original articles have been cut into pieces and copied and pasted in different ways, or sometimes some people even, some of these copycats, they have the audacity to just change the name and stick the same article onto their own so-called public account and send it to its subscribers. And us, Roundtable, has been a victim of that too. our 英语词汇小百科, the word of the week segment, loads of our posts have been just dissected and reposted like that. Yes, after that being said, I've done a little bit of research on this topic, and I think what WeChat has done with this announcement that is super smart is it said, it mentions nothing about WeChat itself getting the money. It says that the content creators and providers, such as Roundtable, EZFM Roundtable, can...
You said that too much today.
One more time. What's our WeChat?
What is that?
I don't even know if people got that.
Yeah. So it's EZFM Roundtable? Yeah, you must have gotten in and out. Well done, Amy. Well done. So WeChat has said that it's the content providers that get to set whatever price you want to charge, and the money goes to you, you know, the content provider, and says nothing about itself. But I'm very skeptical.
What kind of fee is WeChat going to take for all the money that's being transferred into your account? That's what I want to know.
Yes, what is the percentage going to be? And I think WeChat has been very sneaky here. Well, that's just my perspective. Luo Yu, what do you think?
I totally agree with you.
Oh.
I think there has to be a certain amount of money that going to be going to WeChat's pocket as well. Otherwise, what's the incentive for WeChat, right?
For sure.
Although eventually, after some of the content creators have got the money, they have to make money transfers. But the rate for money transfer from the WeChat account to bank account is only 0.1% of the total volume.
But it used to be free.
It used to be free. But, you know, it's just concern about this figure. Okay, for one thing, not so many people are going to be paying for this. And second, considering the rate is 0.1% in transaction fees, I mean, WeChat cannot earn big bucks.
Right.
So it has to be a certain amount of money going to WeChat's pocket.
Yeah.
Well, currently, though, public WeChat accounts don't actually have, like, a financial account attached to them, correct? Like, you cannot pay.
Some of them have. They have, like, 打赏功能, what we call. Like, if you feel very satisfied about the originality of this article, you can pay a certain amount of fees.
Okay. See, because I think that actually makes a little bit of sense. And it does sound like WeChat's kind of going about this in a little bit of the right way, which is giving the writers of the content the option so they can say yes or no to charging a fee for the article, which I think is better than WeChat just deciding everybody has to, you know, charge a certain amount of money.
But a lot of people, like, we are content creators,
right,
like EZFM Roundtable.
Right.
No, you got it wrong.
It's what?
It's EZFM. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. EZFM Roundtable. Table.
Right.
It's getting a bit repetitive. Yeah.
But I think that we'll find that the actual content creator will end up deciding not to charge for most things because just financially, people are not going to pay for it.
Right. And as Roundtable, we're not going to charge anyone to see our WeChat account because it's right. I mean, our purpose is to have a very nice discussion and interaction with our readers.
I don't know. Can we make that promise? You don't know what's going to happen in the future, right?
Okay, well, you know, who knows about the future, right? I mean, there is no, like, person that can predict what in the future will happen exactly. Not Louis for sure, and not myself.
But I think that it is interesting that I think that we will see that the individual content creators, because they can set their own prices, for that content, the consumers will decide, is this worth money or not, right? So some things people may be willing to pay for, other things they may not be willing to pay for. It is definitely going to be completely market-driven.
Yes, and it's going to be like in the Midwest in the U.S. decades and decades ago. It's going to be like, I think there's going to be war. There's going to be a lot of competition between these public accounts because WeChat, I mean, its mother company, Tencent, has that reputation of, you know, if we set the rules, you play with us, you follow us. If not, go away kind of attitude.
Well, they definitely have got everyone addicted to the app now, so...
Because of the monopoly, it's the only dominant player in this field.
And, yes, and also I think for users, you can also be a message app user, but not really read that much of the public account content. You don't have to be a user of both.
Yes.
So yeah, like in the opening bit, I asked, do you think people are going to ditch the platform? What do you think?
I don't think people will ditch the platform that easily. I think definitely WeChat will see competitors come into the market. I think other apps, especially foreign apps, will start to develop similar features to WeChat.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, some of the other foreign apps have started, or foreign websites like Facebook, starting to develop some of the WeChat payment kind of similar features. So I think that we're going to see more and more competition that is similar to WeChat. And ultimately, it will sort of like probably settle down into what the consumers want.
Yeah.
And I think some of the readers might be switching to other platforms. And really depends on the mindset of the content creators. If the purpose for the content creator is not like money driven, well, he or she can definitely publicize his or her insightful analysis on some other platforms, like probably a lot of people will go to blogs, right?
Go back to blogs, maybe.
Go back to blogs.
Yeah, well, certainly I think if this does pan out as what WeChat has announced, then it's going to be a lot competition for the public account provider, content providers, because I think it is so hard to get people to want to buy content these days.
Mm.
I agree with you, Amy, and I'm just looking at my own experience. I think there was only once that I used the 打赏功能, giving the content provider like a bonus, like giving, I think I gave her 10 yuan. It was just because that article was so original, so creative, so real.
Yeah.
And out of the millions of articles I've read on WeChat, that was the only time I paid.
Yeah.
And I did a little survey amongst friends. Out of 10 people, there were only 2 people that have ever used the 打赏功能.
I've never used it.
I've never either.
Yeah.
I mean, this is actually very similar to the problem that the newspaper industry has faced in the States, right? So, like, a lot of newspapers, when content started going online, they weren't really sure what to do because they're, you know, losing sales in newspapers. So, at first, a lot of these newspapers decided to charge people to access the content online.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they quickly realized that most people are not going to, you know, pay, you know, this amount of money, $10 a month or whatever, to get the Wall Street Journal, $10 a month to get the New York Times, $10 a month to get, you know, Financial Times, $10 a month to, you know, you're going to spend $100 a month just on different newspapers that you aren't going to read every single day.
Right.
So people don't really want to spend money on that kind of content.
That's why we see a lot of publishers and newspapers going bust. Even Financial Times has lost its paper version, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you move the content online, and then this subscription model isn't super successful either, so they haven't quite worked it out. I think that's what we're going to see here.
That's probably what we're going to see here, and our WeChat listeners have a lot to say. Bob is saying pretty much, what? This is probably the year of WeChat being a total ripoff. Transactions, and now it's even the public accounts that are going to be charged.
Yeah.
He, for one, is going to quit immediately.
Oh, really?
If all of this does happen. Yeah, so don't quit
just yet. No more messages from Bob then.
Yeah, no, we want Bob to stick with us. Well, that's the weekend, so happy weekend!